The second law is the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Related Matters Amendment Act, and it was passed to improve the country's prevention of sex crimes. Among other key changes, this act introduces a new offence of sexual intimidation. This means that if you are threatened by someone's behaviour, verbally or otherwise, you can report it and pursue legal action. It also expands the list of people who must be protected to include more vulnerable people like people with physical, mental, or intellectual disabilities, as well as those who are over 60 years of age, who, for example, receive community-based care and support services. The Act specifically addresses paedophiles by increasing the reporting duty of those people who suspect that a child is the victim of a sexual offence. Finally, the Act extends the scope of the National Register for Sex Offenders to include the details, i.e., the name and address, of all sex offenders and not just those who hurt children and people with mental disabilities, which was the case before. I think it's important to note that before a sex offender's details can be removed from the register, they must remain on it for 20 years. The final act that was passed is the Domestic Violence Amendment Act, and it expands the definition of domestic violence to include victims of assault while engaged or dating. So, people in customary relationships and those in actual or perceived romantic, intimate, or sexual relationships, regardless of their length, are also protected by this law. What this basically means is that if you are hurt by somebody who you've been casually dating, or have even been married to for years, you are still able to make a case against them under the Domestic Violence Act. This extended definition also includes older citizens who have been abused by family members. The Act includes new definitions such as controlling behavior and coercive behavior. It also expands definitions like domestic violence to include spiritual abuse, elder abuse, and or exposing or subjecting children to a certain list of problematic behavior. A critical change, and I think the most important change in this act for victims, is that women can now apply for protection orders 24 hours a day. Also, victims don't have to be physically present in court when a magistrate grants an interim protection order anymore. Another wonderful addition to the Act is that online applications for protection orders against acts of domestic violence are now possible. Once the order has been granted, it will be sent to the accused via email. The protection order would then also be added to a central digital depository that holds or collects other orders and cases that have been made against the same person. So you now have a database of information against or about known abusers. So while the online protection order process is a game changer, it's important to note that we live in South Africa and not everybody has access to reliable internet. Not everybody has a smartphone that they can use. Not everybody can afford the data necessary to, conclude the application. We must also remember that not everyone is literate enough to access and navigate the website that houses this portal. So, the Domestic Violence Amendment Act is a wonderful game changer, and it also, in addition to these critical changes, imposes obligations on functionaries in the Departments of Health and Social Development to provide certain services to victims of domestic violence. So, essentially, to ensure that when a person is a victim of domestic violence, they can go to a hospital or a health center or a shelter and be helped. In conclusion, I think that the passing of these laws should make it more difficult for perpetrators to evade justice. It should make it easier and faster for victims to have access to true justice. But because of the history that we have seen with the engagement of police, especially with domestic violence and femicide cases, it remains to be seen whether these changes, will be enforced and executed the way that they should be. I think it's also a good sign that the obligations for police officials to execute their responsibilities have also been re-emphasized, and that there will be consequences for those who do not fulfill the duty the way that they should.